Pirate Tales by Terry Deary, read by Toby Longworth. The Pirate Queen. Chapter 1. Bald and Bold. Ireland, 1593. My Ma was the greatest pirate that ever lived. My Ma was the terror of the Irish Sea. My Ma made strong men turn to water. My Ma was Grace O'Malley. How do I know she was the greatest terror that ever turned water into pirates? I mean, the greatest pirate that ever turned the Irish Sea into water. I mean, oh, you know what I mean. How do I know she was great? Because she told me. She told me every day she was back home. Catherine, she said. Catherine, your Ma is the greatest pirate that ever lived. Are you really, Ma? I asked, and looked up at her fine figure with her cropped red hair. Her hair was so short they called her Granhuale in the old Irish language. If you're not Irish, that means bald. If you are Irish, it still means bald. Most girls are proud of their mothers, and think they're as pretty as a shamrock in bloom. Now, even when I was too young to walk, I knew my Ma wasn't a beauty. Her face was blotched by the salty west winds and scarred with 50 fights. Her nose was broken, and one eye was half blind. But I was still proud of my Ma, Grace O'Malley. Of course, I wanted to be just like her. I wanted to bring back riches to our castle in Connacht. If you're not Irish, then you need to know that Connacht is the grandest county in Ireland. If you are Irish, it's still a grand county on the west coast of Ireland, and I don't care how grand you think your county might be, I'll fight anyone who says Connacht's not the best. As I say, I wanted to be just like my Ma. I wanted to be a pirate. The problem was I could not wait. And that's how I got into all that trouble. Mind you,